3 is the telephone number. There are some lines there if you've been trying to get through. There's a lot to talk about this morning. And this is a story out of the United States that's got a lot of people talking. And could it happen here in Australia? Have you heard about Steve Easterbrook? Steve Easterbrook is McDonald's chief executive, or at least he was. He's been escorted from the building by the HR expert, but he won't be skint for cash. He is the fast food giant, former president and chief executive, Steve Easterbrook. And he's demonstrated what he's described as poor judgment when he violated a company policy. He engaged in a consensual relationship with an employee. Now, apparently McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with direct or indirect subordinates. Now, this bloke, he's not going to be short on for cash, as Graham Wynn, our employment expert, will explain to us in just a sec. But it is an interesting topic, isn't it? Does a company have the right to say you're not allowed to have a relationship with someone because they are your subordinate? This was not an illicit affair. It was, he's divorced, and it was consensual. They fell in love, but he broke company policy, and he has been shown the door. And this is the bloke that has, well, they reckon he's the bloke that saved McDonald's. You customers have Easterbrook to thank for the all-day breakfasts, the home delivery, self-service kiosks. According to many people within McDonald's, he revived the whole company. Anyway, Graham Wynn's online live from Superior People Recruitment. He's our employment expert. G'day, Gra.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
I'm very good. Good morning and welcome to you. Thanks for this. This is not a news story, but it's got to be the highest head that's fallen with somebody breaching this policy, hasn't it?
I would think so, yes. I can't imagine anybody else, or I've heard anybody else, at his level falling foul of this policy. It's huge, this, yes.
Okay, take us through it.
So basically, the clause in his contract stipulates you cannot have a relationship of any nature with anybody who reports directly to you or indirectly to you. And they picked up a rumour about it, investigated it, realised, okay, yes, he is having a relationship. They confronted him, he admitted it, so they terminated him straight away because their contract said so. Personally, it's a difficult one, this one, because as you say, he saved McDonald's. He saved their bacon, he really did. What he's done for them, that the profit increase has been enormous since he's been in charge. And he won't be poor off financially. They're paying out 26 weeks' money to sort of go kind of thing, which will preclude him from working for a competitor for 2 years, hence why they make this payment to them. But it's a huge call by McDonald's, but he did breach the rules, and his contract stipulated it. You cannot have a relationship, so he had to go.
Listen to this, folks. He's 52, and as Graham just said, he saved McDonald's. He has been allowed to keep more than $53.6 million in stocks. He gets a severance and health benefit pay worth about $980,000 American dollars. He won't be able to work for a competitor for 2 years, but he won't have any problem picking up work. But if I was him, I'd go fishing for a while. But is it fair? I guess the policy's put in place to stop workplace sexual harassment, I guess. Is that fair?
That's one reason for it. The other reason for it is that if the relationship goes sour and he's during some wonderful moment they're having, he imparts some confidential information to this person, that information can be used against him or the organisation. So it's also about confidentiality and protecting the company, because that person could use that information further down the track.
Oh, but hang on. What if he fell in love with somebody who was at Hungry Jack's and the pillow talk leaked out and he gave away? Would he be barred from seeing someone at Hungry Jack's?
Well, that depends on his contract, but I would assume not is the case. So, yeah, you're quite right. The same thing could happen, but the employer can only protect themselves. And so that's what they do this. And it has been done before. I've seen it done in other contracts before with employers. Even in Australia, you can have a relationship with people below you. It's just they do not like it at all. And I think also, not from personal experience, but people I'm aware of, I would advise against it anyway, because if it goes wrong, the repercussions are huge. It just the whole thing goes sour.
Yeah, my dad used to have a saying, and his saying was, never, ever, ever put you in the till.
Correct. And normally if the relationship goes sour, it's the person who is the lesser in state in the company who falls by the wayside. But the issue is, if they've got information about you or the company, they can use it against you so much. And I advise people, do not get involved in a workplace relationship with someone below you, because seriously, nine times that thing goes wrong and you're in trouble. So, yeah. And he unfortunately fell by the wayside. I think a lot of companies wouldn't have it in black and white in their contracts, but they would certainly, if they became aware of it, they would sort of have a quiet word with you and say, are we sure you're doing the right thing here? We need to manage this. They'd be very cautious of it. The other challenge with it is, what if he was already having a relationship with her before he started working at McDonald's? Would they have employed him?
Mm.
That's another question.
That is an interesting question. When my dad was in the workforce, he worked for an advertising agency, and it was their policy. You could not, the senior partners could not hire relatives,
mm-hmm.
and you were not allowed to have an inter-office relationship at all, no matter what position you held, because the main director, the managing director at the time, believed that if the relationship goes sour, it makes working together difficult, and people, good people, are often forced to leave. So it was forbidden. And of course, people did see each other, but they had to keep it a secret.
Correct.
So does an employer have the right to tell you who you can and can't have a relationship with? 133353, and have you ever worked for a company where this was policy? And if you were sacked because you had a relationship with a subordinate and it was in your contract, would that stand up in court? Could you sue them for wrongful dismissal?
Well, the simple solution is no, you couldn't, because it's in your contract. So therefore, if you do it, you breach your contract, you have no grounds.
So like Falau, it was in his contract. He's looking to sue for wrongful dismissal, but it's in his contract. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that, won't it?
Yep, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, I remember working somewhere a few years ago, a long time ago, and as a joke clause, what the manager of the business said, whatever relationship status you are when you start working for us, you cannot change it. Because if you get a new relationship, you're useless to me. And if you break up a relationship, you're also useless to me. So whatever that situation is of your relationship, you can't change it once you start working for me. Because otherwise, you're useless to me either way.
There we go. All right, there you go. Don't feel too sorry for Steve Easterbrook, folks.
No.
He's going to be okay with his $53.6 million payout, plus the extra $980,000. But has he been hardly done by? I'd like to know your thoughts. 133353. Graeme Wynne, always good to talk to you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Luke. Talk soon.